Maidstone. One of the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal recipients from Maidstone received her award in Medicine Hat January 31. At the age of 95, Dorothy Schwartz moved last spring to be close to her daughter and son-in-law, Linda and Larry Fiddler. She was active in our community right up to the week she moved. Dorothy was unable to travel back to receive her medal, so it was presented at a champagne gala put on by the MLA's Office for Honorees in Medicine Hat. Dorothy was a rural school teacher and was involved in our community for many years as a volunteer as a founding member of Maidstone Museum and Senior Citizens Drop-In Center, remaining on their boards until 2022, Northwest Museum Association member and on the committees for the Lilydale History Book, Shiloh Church Restoration, Pine Island Historical Site and Saskatchewan Women of Influence Book. She was also Maidstone's correspondent for the Battleford's News Optimist. If a community volunteer was required, Dorothy was there to help. Thank you for all you did over the years and congratulations, Dorothy. Maidstone Gully Multiple 4-H Club Surprise Bingo was a huge success February 22 despite the -30°C weather. With a wide assortment of items up for grabs including a goodie basket, Bluetooth speaker combo for the blackout, more than 100 people vied for prizes through 18 fun games. A full crowd attended 4-H public speaking at Milliton Hall February 26. 20 Cloverbuds, juniors and intermediates entertained with speeches and poems on topics such as animals, crafts, sports, odds and ends and, of course, 4-H. Super job, kids! Thank you to judges Krista Dean, Danielle Hollingshead, Kelsey Cox and Skylar Kreps. Everyone is invited to come to Achievement Day Sunday, May 28 and 4-H Expo in Lloydminster June 3 to 5. Maidstone Senior Citizens Drop-In Center meeting was held February 24 with 6 members present. Cards, games will continue every Monday starting at 1:30 p.m. with everyone welcome. Our next meeting will be April 28 at 1:30 p.m. Kin Club of Maidstone members. Some disguised as flamingos and teddy bears, were at Tele Miracle 47 last weekend where they did an on-air presentation of Maidstone's $7,387.05 donation as well as boosting energy throughout the telethon. We thank you for being such an inspiration to our community and others, and contributing to Tele Miracle's more than $5.5 million total raised this year. Everyone is welcome to attend Maidstone's 2023 Ecumenical Lenten Luncheon Series. The first three will be at Maidstone United Church, March 15, Wednesday, at 12:05 p.m. hosted by St. Andrew's Anglican Church, March 22, Wednesday, hosted by Holy Spirit Catholic Church at 12:05 p.m., March 29, Wednesday, hosted by Maidstone United Church at 12:05 p.m. Please join us for a short worship time followed by lunch. Fourth in the series is April 5, Good Friday, at Grace Community Church with worship service at 11 a.m. followed by soup and sandwich lunch. Donation basket with proceeds to go to hosting church. Maidstone Trade Fair is only a month away, Saturday and Sunday April 1 and 2. It's exciting to have the trade fair return after being cancelled for a couple of years due to COVID-19. The committee advises there's still room for vendors. Please email maidstonetradefair@gmail.com for your registration package. In hockey, Maidstone U13 went undefeated in regular season in Step League 15-0. First round of playoffs is versus Meadow Lake 1, with Game 1 in Meadow Lake February 28. Game 2 is in Maidstone on March 3 at 5 p.m. The U13 Sask. Provincial team Maidstone, Neilberg, received a bye for the first round, played Lucelin second round, Game 1 in Lucelin February 10 won 6-2, Game 2 in Maidstone February 12 won 10-1, advanced to Round 3 versus Delisle, Game 1 of February 25 at Maidstone won 9-1, Game 2 will be at Delisle on March 3, 6 p.m., at the February 25 game, Laurel Pauls won the 50-50 prize of $1. Submitted by Leanne Seguin. Other hockey scores. February 21, U11 Meadow Lake 4 lost 16-3 to Maidstone 2. February 25, U9 Maidstone 1 won 11-7 over Meadow Lake 3, and Maidstone 2 lost 3-1 to Hillmond. February 26, U11 Maidstone 1 took on Meadowlake 2, winning 11-8. The U15s were in Debden where they won 4-2 in Game 1 of their first round of playoffs. These teams will play Round 2, two games in Maidstone on March 4. Reminders: March 18 and 19 Maidstone Skating Carnival, Glitter on Ice, Saturday 7 p.m., Sunday 1:30 p.m. March 20 Minor Ball Parents, Coaches Meeting, 7 p.m. upstairs at the rink.